are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
Baby, it's cold outside, and we've got your starts and sits for Week 13. Let's get it.
Are you ready? Let's go!
We are back! Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy, that's Trey, and the time is now. Buddy, what's happening?
What's going on, man? You know, finally a great Thursday night football game. What a game it was. Yeah. I could do a little bit without all the penalties that were going on, but what an exciting game for Thursday night football. It's about time.
Definitely, my friend. Definitely. Game of the year could be in the conversation, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely like that. You know, it was just one of those games where it was just touchdown after touchdown. I mean, 70-yard passes, 60-yard passes, it didn't matter. They were going in.
Hey, I hope you started DK Metcalf for sure, man, with the three tutties, killing it, man.
No doubt, no doubt.
But, hey, guys, we have got some starts and sits for you, Week 13. But before we get into those starts and sits, man, we have just got to get a word from our friends over at Manscaped.
Santa baby, the season for a fresh cut is finally here with the sponsors of today's show, Manscaped. The leaders in below-the-waist grooming have just launched their fifth-generation lawnmower to help you avoid another silent night in the bedroom this year. Take care of your special snowflake with Manscaped and watch your South Pole shine like never before. Get the best stocking stuffer of all by going to manscaped.com and using promo code SUPERFLEX20 for 20% off and free shipping. Mrs. Claus will thank you.
Yes, she will, my friend. Hey, Manscaped, big supporters of our show. That Lawnmower 5.0 is legit. And honestly, it's one of the smoothest shaves I've ever had, guys. So like Trey said, go to manscaped.com, use promo code SUPERFLEX20. You're going to get 20% off. You're going to get free shipping worldwide, baby.
Worldwide.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got that going now. It's time for some starts and sits. We're going game by game. We're going to help you out. Guys, if you're in the comments, go ahead and hit the like button for you boys. Appreciate that much. And subscribe if you haven't done so already. We appreciate it, guys. But first, we get into them teams that we got on a bye this week. Ravens, Bills, Bears, Vikings, Giants, Raiders. A lot of teams on bye, Trey.
Yeah, man. A lot of teams on bye. A lot of good players, but a lot of good players still out there. So, we're going to put some Frankenstein teams together and make it happen.
Absolutely, buddy. I definitely got a couple Frankenstein teams myself. Crazy, man. I know a lot of people need to win now to get to those playoffs. So we're going to help get you there, guys.
No doubt.
But let's go ahead and jump into the first game this week. We've got the Colts at the Titans.
Over under for this game is 42.5 points. Vegas has the Colts picked to win by 2, but give me the Titans to get the dub here. I like the Titans to pull this one off.
I don't know, buddy. I don't know, man. Gardner Minshew, those guys are starting to kind of fire on all cylinders. No JT, but Zach Moss, we've seen him be able to step up and do his thing. I think I'm going to take the Colts in this game, buddy.
I don't blame you. I just, this is such an even matchup for me, and I think you can pick either side and have a 50% chance of being right.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. But let's jump to some Colts starts in this game. I like Gardner Minshew as a start. Zach Moss, if you've got him, if you listen to us on the Waiver Wire show, you definitely need to start this guy off the injured list. So that's something. Michael Pittman Jr. has been on fire. Him and Gardner Minshew, they got a little something going on. Yeah, start him up. Alex Pierce, I don't like as a sit. Josh Downs, I mean, I do like as a sit. I'm sorry. Josh Downs, I mean, if you are in a pinch, and I mean a real pinch, I mean, I'd rather have him than Alex Pierce and Trey.
Yeah, man, I think Michael Pittman Jr. is pretty much a smash start at this point, which is exciting. It's what we've been wanting for years. And, you know, now he's got Gardner Minshew, but for the rest of the year, we'll have to see what happens next year. But I like Michael Pittman Jr. as a smash start the rest of the year.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Pity City stepping it up, and that's what I like to see. Get to some Titans starts. I think this team is going to be concentrating on the run game, like, a lot. That's what we saw last week. It worked for them, so I think they're going to continue to do this. So Derrick Henry, I love as a start. Obviously, Tajay Spears, you could probably flex him as well. You know, don't expect too much, but I could see him grabbing a touchdown in this game. And DeAndre Hopkins, I think you could start too, Trey.
Yeah, man, I like it. You know, Derrick Henry, you know, he's obviously not the Derrick Henry of yesteryear. But he's the Derrick Henry we need right now, and he's putting up enough points to get me through it.
That's right, buddy. He's still the king. Still the king.
No doubt.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Colts, Titans. We'll see what happens, huh?
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and move it to the next game. We've got the Falcons at the Jets.
Over-under for this game is a measly 36.5 points. Vegas have the Falcons picked to win by 2.5. And the way Tim Boyle played last week, I've got to go with the Falcons here.
Yeah, buddy, I'm going Falcons too, but I will say start the Jets defense. I feel like they'll at least do good for this team. They have all year, Trey.
Yeah, I like both defenses in this game.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But jumping into my Falcons starts, starting off, I don't want to start Desmond Ridder, but Bijan Robinson, I definitely want to start him. I think this is going to be a great game for him. I think he's going to get the most out of the offense on this team. And I'm not really starting anybody else on this team. Drake London, he's got Sauce Gardner on him. I mean, if you're just desperate, you can. But I have a feeling he's going to be shut down. And Kyle Pitts and Johnny Smith, neither of them did anything the last couple of weeks. So, I mean, you can't with confidence start either one of these guys.
Yeah, it's sad, man. Jonnu Smith was really kind of catapulting up the tight end list as of lately. Kyle Pitts, I did see him get a couple catches, but nothing too crazy. I agree with you, buddy. I agree.
But jumping to my Jets starts, Garrett Wilson, I think you can still start. You know, it's not going to be what you want it to be, but it's enough for where you drafted him. You want to put him out there. He's going to get enough. And then Brees Hall is questionable, but he did have a full practice Friday. If he plays, you play him.
Absolutely, buddy. Play that guy if he plays. Hey, the effing sports show, Fourth and Flex, baby.
What's popping?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the effing sports show says wide receivers are getting decimated on the outside of this Jets D.
No doubt.
They really are. They really are, man. And I love to see it. I love to see it. Falcons, Jets. I don't know. What do you, Tim Boyle gets the start. Maybe with the Falcons D, he's able to do a little bit better.
Not a game I'm going to have fun watching.
just saying. But yeah, Falcons, Jets. Let's go ahead and move to the next game, buddy. This is going to be a good one, I think. And that is the Lions at the Saints.
Over-under for this game is 44 points. Vegas have the Lions picked to win by 3. And I like the Lions to get the dub here. I know the Saints have been up and down all year, but the Lions have been a lot more consistent than the Saints. And I think the Lions are going to put on a show.
Yes, sir. Give me the Lions for the dub. I like it. But let's jump to some Lions starts, man. They have been on fire. Jared Goff, start them up. Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. I like starting both of these guys. They have found a way to make it work to where both of these guys can remain fantasy relevant, man. And I love it. I love it. Amon Ra, of course, you're starting them up. And Sam Laporta's got to be a start this week, Trey.
Yeah, man, and honestly, I'd even throw out Jameson Williams as a flex in a desperation play. You know, he's been up and down, but he's had some big games. I have to start him in a league because of buys, but, I mean, you know, you can definitely do worse.
Absolutely, buddy, absolutely. Ryan Kendall says, thanks for all the advice, guys. Absolutely, man. Did we give you some good advice, man? What happened? What are you giving us? What are you thanking us for? I appreciate it, though, man. We love it.
No doubt. We give advice every day, Bandy. What are you talking about?
You're right. I'm just wondering if, like, there is some specific advice that we help this guy out with that hit. You know what I mean? Hey, the Effin' Sports Show says, do you think Olave will find pay dirt this week, Trey? Gets a touchdown. What do you think?
I do. I agree. I definitely think Olave gets a touchdown this week. I think this is going to be a high offensive game. And with Michael Thomas on IR, it opens up more space for Olave. I think that he definitely gets a touchdown this week.
My only concern is this guy got a concussion last week. He had a couple practices he skipped. He was full participant on Friday. I'm pretty sure he'll start, but that's something that I definitely think that you need to monitor.
Definitely, definitely. But if they allow him to play with the concussion or, you know, pass the concussion protocol, then I think he's going to go off.
For sure, buddy. For sure. And, you know, he'll find a way. He'll find a way. So let's jump to some Saints starts. Like I said, Olave, if he plays, you got to start this guy up. Derek Carr, I like him. He's, you know, he's starting to figure it out a little bit, you know, nothing too crazy. But I mean, there's a lot of good quarterbacks on bye this week. So if you got to start Derek Carr, like somebody I know, that's me. Do it with some slight confidence against the Lions defense. Alvin Kamara, you got to be starting this guy up every week. And like I was saying about Chris Olave, if he doesn't play, I mean, I like A.T. Perry as a spot start here if absolutely necessary.
Yeah, definitely. If Olave is out, I like A.T. Perry as well.
Yes, sir. And Taysom Hill, start him up. Sit Jamal Williams. I really had a little hope for this guy going in. You know, he's got that heart. We just haven't been able to see much of it these days.
Yeah, that heart is sitting on the bench. Poor guy.
Yeah. But yeah, hey, Lions, Saints, man, the Lions have become must-see TV. This whole season has been a little strange. I love watching the Texans. I love watching the Lions. I mean, it's just crazy.
No doubt, no doubt.
But let's go ahead and move on to the next game, and that is our Manscaped Game of the Week. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This week, we have got the Broncos at the Texans.
Over-under for this game is 44.5 points. Vegas has the Texans picked to win by 2.5. I don't know what to do here. I mean, this to me is like one of those situations where it's like unstoppable force meets a unmovable object. You know, both of these teams have been on fire, just killing it. But I think I got to go with the Broncos here. I think the Broncos pull off the dub.
Who's the unstoppable force? Is that the Broncos?
No, I would say the Texans are the unstoppable force and the Broncos are the immovable object.
Okay. I'll go Broncos too, only because I feel like the Broncos have just been on fire, man, and they can just do no wrong. But the Texans, who are playing very well, but we've seen them take L's, you know what I mean? They're still definitely able to take the L's. Broncos, I just haven't seen the weak spots in them lately.
No doubt. But regardless, jumping into my Broncos starters, you got to start Russell Wilson. You got to start Javonte Williams. You got to start Cortland Sutton. Samaje Perine, with all the buys going on, I think he's a decent filler flex position for you. And then Adam Trautman, if you just have nobody at tight end, I think he doesn't have a horrible game in this matchup.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. I like the Perine start for sure, man. Made it to the waiver wire show this week and probably making it to your fantasy rosters as well.
No doubt, no doubt. Followed up by my Texans starts. You know, C.J. Stroud, got to start him up. Devin Singletary, fire that man up. Tank Dell is questionable, but it sounds like he's good to go. He's going to play, so you got to start this dude up. And then Noah Brown is also questionable, but he did have two straight 100-yard performances before he had two games out. If he plays, I'm smash starting this kid. And then Nico Collins as well, I think, is startable. And then, of course, Dalton Schultz is out of this game. But I don't want anybody else started on this team.
No, nobody else, huh?
Especially not Damian Pierce.
Oh, Damian, man. Why can't I bring myself to drop Damian Pierce, man? It's just, I can't. It won't. Because
he did so well for you last year.
Yeah, he did do great for me last year. Just my fingers won't, they won't do it. They won't let me do it. I don't know.
Let go and let God.
You're right. You show right, my friend. Show right. Broncos, Texans, Manscaped game of the week, man. Can't wait. Let's see. Hey, FN Sports Show says CJ Stroud, QB1 in yards, QB2 in completions and touchdowns and fantasy points over the last four games.
Yeah, man. Fire him up.
Bro, CJ Stroud, man. I bet he wasn't on anybody's top 10 list this year.
All right. Maybe a couple.
You think?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure where was he? A couple people. I don't know, but
where was he on our list? He was.
He was not on the 10. I just feel like now I feel like I would have rated him 8
at least.
You know,
at least. Hey, Ryan Kendall says y'all saved my tight end situation. Picked up Kincaid and McBride off waivers a few weeks back, per your suggestion, and I haven't looked back.
Hey, that's what we do it for, baby. Yes, sir.
Hey, I love to hear that, man. Hey, appreciate you shouting us out, man, giving us the love, man. Appreciate that. Yeah, we do it over here, man. Awesome stuff. Hey, also, I want to point out, while the FN Sports Show is watching, Baker Mayfield, top 15 quarterback. I believe we talked about this and you laughed at me, sir. Just for the record, I think he's like 14 or something right now, isn't he?
At the moment.
Just saying. But let's go ahead and move it on to the next game, Trey. We've got the Chargers at the Patriots.
Over-under for this game is 41 points. Vegas have the Chargers picked to win by 5.5. And I got to take the Chargers here, but if I had to, I'd take the under on this game. I think the Patriots defense is going to put a hurting on the Chargers, and the Chargers defense is going to put a hurting on the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. So you're taking the Chargers, right?
I am.
Yeah, me too. Bailey Zappe getting a start there. Just thought I'd point that out. But yeah, let's get to some starts, buddy. Got to go to the Chargers first, man. Justin Herbert, Austin Eckler, Keenan Allen, the trilogy. You got to start these guys up. And Gerald Everett, I actually like, is a tight end spot start, man, if you need him.
Yeah, man, I'm actually disappointed in Austin Eckler. I mean, I'm still starting him, but he's having a disappointing year for what I drafted him for.
Yes, sir. Patriots starts, or should I say start, Ramondre Stevenson.
Yeah, man, that's really how it goes. I mean, maybe DeMario Douglas in a pinch, but
no, he's out.
He's out.
He ain't okay. Playing. Yeah, maybe yeah. Devonta Parker. No, I don't think so.
No,
I'm not feeling
none of them. None of them dudes.
Hey, F and Sports So says, ha ha ha, fourth and flex. Don't doubt him. Yes, sir.
Really get that tattoo.
Oh yeah, for sure. Also, don't forget about that Nico Collins thing I said like way back. Just saying. Anyways, yeah, Chargers Patriots, probably the easiest start list I've had, my friend.
No doubt.
Let's go to the next one though. Hey, Cardinals at the Steelers.
Over under for this game is 40 points. Vegas have the Steelers picked to win by 4. And I want to take the Cardinals here. I think that the Cardinals have what it takes to beat the Steelers.
I agree. I agree, man. I feel like you got to go Cardinals in this game. Steelers, I mean, when they are putting it together, which is rare, you know, they do a good drive or two here and there, but a lot of punts, a lot of three and outs, not stuff I like seeing. I think the Cardinals with Kyler Murray are going to do it too.
Yeah, no doubt. Jumping into my Cardinals starts, Kyler Murray, I'm firing him up. James Conner, if you want 7 or 8 points, you can start him. And Michael Wilson is out of this game, which leads me to my start of the week, Greg Dortch, baby. Start up the Dortch, light up the torch, put you some Greg Dortch out there. I think he's going to have a great week this week. Trey McBride is going to have a good week. Marquise Brown is startable. You know, it's not going to be anything crazy, but he's startable. And then I'm sitting Rondell Moore at the moment.
What did you say? Light up the torch and
start. Light up the torch and start up the Dortch.
Hey, I like it. Actually, I might need to talk to you later because there was a Dortch I thought to put in, but I think I picked someone else. But we'll talk later.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Jump into my Steelers starts. Najee Harris, you got to start him up. Jalen Warren, you got to start him up. I know he didn't have the best game last week, but you've got to fire this kid up. I don't want to start George Pickens or Deontay Johnson. I mean, if I had to pick one, I would lean Deontay, but neither of them have been great. And then Pat Freiermuth, I don't know how you bench him after the week that he had last week.
Hey, I got one for you. Pat Freiermuth or Tyler Higbee.
Yeah, man, that's tough, but I think I lean Tyler Higbee just because he also had a great week last week and he's on a better offense.
For sure, buddy. For sure. Yeah, good stuff, man. Good stuff. I like it. Najee Harris, you got to start him up?
Yeah, I think you do.
Okay. All right. I like it. Cardinals, Steelers. I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens. You think that'll be a good one or what?
I do, actually. I think that'll be a good one. You know, I don't really care for either team, but
right.
I think it'll be a good game to watch.
Exactly. But let's go ahead and keep it rolling, Trey. Moving on to the next game. We've got the Dolphins at the Commanders.
Over-under for this game is 49 points. Vegas have the Dolphins picked to win by 8.5. I'll take the Dolphins to get the dub, but I think it'll be closer than 8.5.
I agree. I think it'll be closer than people think. Sam Howell, another quarterback that's up there on the list. Man, I think he's at 15. He's right below Baker Mayfield. Sam Howell, man, doing his thing, bro. I called that one last year, man. I love this. I love to see Sam Howell cook. But that being said, I just don't see how the Dolphins lose this one.
Yeah, man.
What do you think, man? Is that worth a parlay, maybe a could win kind of thing? Throw a couple in there?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely possible.
Let's get to some Dolphins starts, buddy. Dolphins starts. Tua Tagovailoa, start him up. Raheem Mostert and Devin Achane. Now, I think Devin Achane is playing in this game. I like starting them both up, man. I really think that the Dolphins, when having both of those guys healthy, love to lean on the run game. Now, Tyreek Hill, you also start that guy up. Obviously, Jalen Waddle, I like his starting him. Trey, too.
Yeah, man, the only thing with Achane, you know, is a lot of people are going to be scared to start him because the last time they brought him back into the game, he played a couple plays and was out. Mm-hmm. But I think that because of that happening, they're not going to bring him back and try to walk into that same situation. They wanted to make sure this time that he's healthy. So if he plays, I think you're good to go and start him.
Okay, yeah. You still like Mostert, though, as a start?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, me too. That's why I said it. Let's go to some Commanders starts. Sam Howell, start him up. Brian Robinson, another surprise this year. Start that guy up, dude. Terry McLaurin, start him up. Curtis Samuel, I like him as a start. I don't like Jahan Dotson this week, but I do like Curtis Samuel to start it up and get it. And then I like Antonio Gibson as a flex this week, man. He's kind of been doing his thing, Trey.
Yeah, man, I like it. I like it a lot. You know, the only thing with that you didn't mention was Logan Thomas, and I don't know if we can start him anymore, man. It's just, you know, I was really excited at the beginning of the year, but it's like, I guess we haven't seen him enough healthy games in a row for him to fall off, and that's where we're at.
Yeah, seems like it. Seems like it, buddy. Commanders, Dolphins, I like it. I like it. Guys, if you're watching on YouTube or anyone else, please don't forget to hit the like button for your boys and subscribe to Fourth and Flex and you haven't done so already. We appreciate the love. We appreciate the support. And hey, if you got a start or sit question for this week coming up, throw it in the comments. We got you. We're going to help you out.
Let us know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's go ahead and move it on, though, to the next game. And this is a game that I don't see how the Buccaneers can lose. We've got the Panthers at the Bucs.
Over-under for this game is 39.5 points. Vegas have the Bucs picked to win by 6. I'm going with the Buccaneers, baby. They're going to get the dub here.
You better, bro. I felt that man, Buccaneers, man, they got to get the dub. They have to.
Yeah, they need it, and you need it.
I do. Tommy popping in the comments. What up, fam? What's happening, Tommy?
What up, Tommy?
That's our dude right there. Hey, Tommy, hit that like button, buddy. I know you already did probably, but you know what I mean.
All right, jumping into my Panthers starts. By the way, both of these teams, it's a small list of starters, but Panthers, I got Adam Thielen to start, and then Chuba Hubbard. I'm not upset with starting him. He had a good week last week, and I'm not starting Miles Sanders yet, but like I said, I do think that on the Waiver Wire show we talked about you should add this guy if he's available just in case.
Yeah, just in case. A lot of coaching changes, a lot of things changing. I think that, you know, they're going to try to use Miles Sanders a little more. Makes sense, Trey.
Jumping to the Buccaneers starts. Baker Mayfield, you can fire him up in this game. I think this is going to be a good matchup for him. Mike Evans, start this dude up. And Cade Otton, I have no problem with you starting. You know, Godwin hasn't really been what you need, and he does have a neck injury where he's questionable. But if he does play, I think you can get double-digit points. He hasn't put up that in a minute, but I think he'll get 10 or 11 points if he does play.
Yes, sir. I like it. I like it a lot. Hey, and just to point out, Adam Thielen, I know this guy has been on a decline as of late. Last week, he was really not the Adam Thielen that we've seen throughout the year. But I do think Adam Thielen has a good game this week, Trey.
Yeah, me too.
Let's see here. Buccaneers, Panthers, we gotta win this one. We gotta. But we got a couple questions down in the comments. Ryan Kendall says, start Jaden Reed or James Conner in the flex?
I think it's Jaden Reed without a doubt.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's crazy too because Conner's got the bulk of the carries, but Jaden Reed has just been doing it right.
Yeah, man. Go Jaden Reed for sure. Yeah.
I like Jaden Reed also. Tommy says, do I pick up Jeff Wilson or Pirine this week? Bye week sucks.
Pirine's going to put you the most points there for you, Tommy. I'd go with Samaje.
I definitely would go with Pirine, especially with Achane coming back off of injury and Mostert also over there definitely running the ball. Pirine, I think, is the only one who's going to get you some points.
No doubt.
Yeah, Jeff Wilson Jr., man, that's a guy that I really, really loved a few years back. He helped me win a fantasy championship, man. And, you know, he just kind of fell off a little bit, you know, not getting his opportunities. And when he does, he's not doing much with them. Pirine, if you're in a full PPR league, for sure, Pirine is going to get you at least a little bit. So no doubt. I like it. But Panthers, Buccaneers. Let's go ahead and move on to the next game. This one's going to be a banger, Trey. We've got the 49ers at the Eagles.
Over under for this game is 45 points. Vegas have the Eagles picked to win by one. And you already know where I'm going with this one. Fly, Eagles, fly.
I knew that's exactly what you were about to say. I knew it. If I'm trying to think about who I think could win this game and I really think about it, I'm going to go ahead and take the 49ers to get the dub on the upset. No, the Eagles are the underdog in this game, Trey.
How so?
I read that somewhere. Aren't they?
I don't see it.
They are the underdog in this game. The 49ers offense is just too ridiculous.
Look at the schedules. Look at the play style. The Eagles get the dub here.
We need to put something on this game, man.
Yeah, I put a hot cocoa crawl on it.
I'm hitting with the hot cocoa. I like it. But let's get to some 49ers starts in this game. Brock Purdy, I think you start him up, even though I think he throws a pick. But don't worry. We'll get that back. That your boy Big Play Slay going to get one, Trey?
Oh, yeah.
Big Play Slay gets one, Trey. let's see. Christian McCaffrey, of course you're starting this guy up. And that's going to bring me to my start of the week, Deebo Samuel. I think Deebo has a great game, man. The Eagles defense, man, I just think Deebo's going to do his thing and be slick and turn like a three-yard slant into a big play, man. So that's why I think Deebo's a great start this week.
Yeah, man, I like it.
And then Brandon Ayuk, start him up. George Kittle, you have to start George Kittle at this point, man. I mean, if you're not, I don't know what you're doing with your life.
I don't know if you saw, but there's a video on TikTok of Christian McCaffrey at the hotel room after the game. And the dude has just got cuts all over his arms, big old bruise on his shoulder. And his wife's all like, look at the sheets. They're all covered in blood. And he's like, just another day in the NFL. I'm like, Jesus, man. The things these guys go through.
Hey, man, CMC puts it down, man. I mean, if anybody, you know, was going to be bloody, he'd be the guy.
Yeah, man, it's crazy.
Yeah, CMC killing it, man, killing it. Let's get to some Eagles starts in this game. Of course, Jalen Hurts. Of course, you got to start DeAndre Swift, A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith. But other than the main four there, I don't like starting anybody else. Trey, what do you think?
Yeah, I like it.
Yes, sir. You're darn right you like it. You're darn right. 49ers, Eagles, bro. That's going to be a good one. Good game. I wish that was a primetime game, man.
Yeah, me too, for sure.
Let's see. Also, can scoop up Antonio Gibson, Tommy says. He's saying either Jeff Wilson, P. Ryan, or grabbing Antonio Gibson.
Man, that's tough. I think that I like P. Ryan better this week against Houston. But I think it's probably going to be almost identical to what the points they're going to put up.
I think if I had to choose, I would go Antonio Gibson, to be completely honest.
I don't blame you at all.
Hey, sir, Mr. Bakes a lot. What's up, homies?
What's good?
What's happening, bro? Ain't seen you in a minute, man. Hope you're at least making it to the playoffs, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Strode Knight got one for us. Gents, start two, Mostert, Javonte, Connor, or Warren?
Immediately, I lean Mostert and Javonte Williams, man. You know, Connor just hasn't been doing it. And Warren can go off, but he also can have a bad week. And Mostert and Javonte have been pretty consistent as of late.
Yeah, buddy, I'm gonna go with you there. Like you said earlier about A-Chain, I think they're going to kind of ease him into the offense. Mm-hmm. And I think Mostert's going to get some carries because of that.
No doubt.
And Javonte, I feel like, yeah, he has been kind of doing his thing, man. P. Ryan is getting some, being the pass catching back, but Javonte's running through the tackles, man. So throw Javonte in there, yeah.
No doubt.
Thank you for the question, guys. Appreciate the love. Don't forget to hit that like button for your boys and subscribe to Fourth and Flex. If you haven't done that, we appreciate it. We appreciate it. But let's go ahead and move it on to the next game, Trey. We've got the Browns at the Rams.
Over-under for this game is 39 points. Vegas have the Rams picked to win by 1.5. Give me the Rams for the dub here. I'm excited to watch Joe Flacco play. I swear, man, it was like season one of the league. They're drafting Joe Flacco. And I don't even know if I was playing fantasy at that time. But, like, it's crazy to think that this man is still playing in the league.
Oh, yeah, man. Joe Flacco led the Ravens with that insane defense. Led him to a Super Bowl, won that Super Bowl, man, and that's probably what they were talking about in the league while Joe Flacco was a must-start, man. That was a crazy year. Crazy
year. But jumping into my Browns starts, Joe Flacco in Superflex leagues. I mean, if you're just desperate and you need somebody, I think you could definitely throw some worse people in there. Jerome Ford, I think you have to start in this matchup. I think you're fine starting Amari Cooper, and you're also fine starting in David Njoku.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Desperate guy needing Flacco on their team. I'm in a bunch of leagues, okay? I'm in a super flex, man, where my quarterbacks are not doing so hot. Joe Flacco, I'm starting that guy up, my friend.
There you go. There you go. Jumping to my Rams starts. Matthew Stafford, got to start him up. Kyren Williams, I mean, this dude is on fire. You cannot bench this dude this week. And then Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua, both of them, I think you got to start. I know it hasn't looked the prettiest, but I don't think you can bench either one of these guys. And also Tyler Higbee, fire him up.
Okay, so if you had to start one, Puka or Cooper Kupp, who you going with?
Man, I lean Cooper Kupp just for the history with Stafford. I know, you know, he's not had the best year, but I think I would lean Cooper Kupp over Puka.
I have to agree. I have to agree with you, man. Cooper Kupp, the injuries stuff going on scares me a little bit. You know, maybe he pulls a hammy on the way out, but I still think I'm going Cooper Kupp for sure, buddy.
No doubt.
Browns at the Rams. Can't wait to see Joe Flacco throwing around the pigskin. Gonna be interesting. Now let's get to the next game. It is Sunday Night Football, a classic matchup. We've got the Chiefs at the Packers.
Over under for this game is 42 points. Vegas have the Chiefs picked to win by 7. Well, I've been talking about it all week, baby, and give me the Packers with the upset here, man. I am so ready for the Packers to get the dub on this one.
Wow, yeah. What do you think? The Packers, the more complete team? Is that what's doing it for you?
Look, the Chiefs have just not been the Super Bowl Chiefs of last year. The Packers are really picking it up, and they pick it up harder in the second half. The Chiefs have not done great in the second half the last several games. I think the Packers pull it off, man.
Ooh, interesting. Interesting.
I know Tommy's with me.
Yeah, you know he is. Jessica Welch, what up, my boys?
What up?
What's up, girl? Mr. Bakesalot's got one for us. Trey, start 2.5 PPR. B-Rob, Dotson, Dobbs, Jaden Reed, if he plays, or London.
I'm going B-Rob and Jaden Reed if he plays. And if Jaden Reed does not play, I would go Dobbs.
I mean, I agree completely. You got to start B-Rob up. Dotson, you never know if it's going to be a Curtis Samuel game or a Jahan Dotson game. So that definitely scares me. I really was looking forward to Dotson this year, but he's just had a couple of games and it hasn't been a much for me. So I'm going to agree with Trey. Jaden Reed, if he plays, start him up in B-Rob. And if not, I go Dobbs as well.
Yep.
Thank you for the questions, guys. If you got any more questions, throw them down in the comments. Chiefs, Packers, Trey, go ahead with those starts, my friend.
Those are yours, my friend.
You're right. Those are mine. Let's go to some Chiefs starts then, shall we? Patrick Mahomes, like Trey said, it hasn't looked beautiful, but still Patrick Mahomes, start him up. Taking number one in a lot of super flex leagues, really hasn't lived up to that. Still in the top 10 list somehow with a terrible receiving core. Speaking of that terrible receiving core, the only one of those receivers I actually could feel like starting with the bi-pocalypse that's going on is Rashee Rice. Number one on the depth chart, number one in Chiefs fans' hearts, Rashee Rice. I like him as a start. Travis Kelce, of course you start him up, and Isaiah Pacheco, start him up.
No doubt. That's the Chiefs right there, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's go ahead and move to some Packers starts. Jordan Love, A.J. Dillon, Jaden Reed, Romeo Doubs, and I think you can flex Christian Watson. If you're in a pinch, I think Watson gets a touchdown. What do you think?
Yeah, man, I like it. I like it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Chiefs, Packers, Super Bowl I rematch? Okay. hey, Tommy's got a question for us. In my two quarterback league, Herbert, Russ, or Kyler?
Man, I want to go Russell Wilson here. Herbert with the Patriots matchup, I think that defense is going to be tough on him, but the Broncos Texans game, I think, is just going to be a shootout, man. I think Russell Wilson's the move.
Yeah, buddy. Yes, sir. Wow, you're taking Russ over Herbert, huh?
Yeah, this week.
Okay. Yeah. I think I will still lean Herbert just because I feel like he's got more upside, but yeah. I could see Russ outscoring him. So, but yeah. Yeah. Mr. Bakesalot got a question for us. Are you guys worried about Antonio Gibson's workload from last week?
Yeah, no, I think Antonio Gibson's going to have a great week this week. I think you start him up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Also, what do you think about Jalen? What do you think about Jalen Phillips on IR and Chubb questionable on the Miami defensive line?
Okay, I'm trying to figure out the question.
Oh, what do you think about Jalen? I think Phillips, there's a question mark there, but Jalen Phillips on IR and Chubb questionable on the Miami defensive line. Well, you know, it's just we'll see how it goes, really. I mean, Jalen Phillips on IR, Chubb's questionable. They'll be all right, man. Miami, they got a good defensive coach going on over there, so I think they'll figure it out, Trey.
No doubt, no doubt.
By the way, Tommy needs two of those guys, so hey, there you go.
Herbert and Russ.
Herbert and Russ. Guys, if you don't mind, do your boy a favor and hit that like button for us. Appreciate it so much. Subscribe to Fourth and Flex if you haven't done that already. We got one more game left, guys. So if you got more start and sit questions, throw them down in the comments. This week, we've got the Monday Night Football matchup, the Bengals at the Jaguars.
Over-under for this game is 41 points. Vegas have the Jaguars picked to win by 7.5. And I like the Jags to get the dub here, man. The Bengals are just kind of trying to get through the year at this point.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad, man. The Bengals are literally trying to get through the year. I really feel like you got to go Jaguars in this matchup, man. Jake Browning, I don't know if he can do it.
Yeah, man. And that leads me to my Bengals starts, which is very few and far in between. It's Joe Mixon and Jamar Chase, and I don't want to start anybody else.
And you know, you're a little nervous about Jamar, even, you know, with Jake Browning? Or
I think his floor is like 10 to 12 points, so I'm not really nervous. I think he'll be all right. It's obviously not going to be, you know, you probably won't get a 40-point game out of Jamar, but, you know, I think it'll be enough that if you got him, you have to start him. I mean, you can't bench Jamar Chase.
You're right. No, you're right. I wouldn't do it. I don't got him anywhere because he was too rich for my blood this year. Same. But I definitely wouldn't sit him.
Jumping to my Jaguars starts, Trevor Lawrence and Superflex leaves, I think, is okay. Travis Etienne has a rib injury, but this is a Monday night game. It's going to be a day-to-day thing. You know, I don't know if we're going to know the answer if he's going to play or not till Monday night. So if you have Travis Etienne, pick up D'Ernest Johnson. I think he'll fill in just fine. So if he's available in your league, you should have no problem. If not, I would be thinking of a pivot option, but it's hard to pivot from Etienne if he plays because he's been stellar most of the year. Mm-hmm. And Calvin Ridley, Christian Kirk, start them both up along with Evan Ingram, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Christian Kirk, I mean, I'm not trying to blow my own horn this entire show, but Christian Kirk, another guy your boy called at the beginning of the season, my friend.
Love me some Kirk, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glad you listened to your boy. But yeah, man, great show, Trey. Great stuff. Lots of good questions, guys. Appreciate the love. Again, I'm asking one more time, if you don't mind, hit the like button for us. Subscribe to Fourth and Flex, man. Hey, if you like some of the fantasy advice you got here today, man, you should sign up for our Patreon, patreon.com/fourthandflex, man. Get a little one-on-one action with your boys, man. We'll help you out with your teams, man. The playoffs are coming, man. So if you need some one-on-one advice, what better place to get it, Trey?
No doubt.
No doubt indeed. Hey, one more question, though, before we go, man. Tommy got one for us. Full PPR, Flex, A-Chain, Godwin, Christian Watson, or Hubbard, and QB Lawrence. Let's start with here. A-Chain, Godwin, Christian Watson, or Hubbard?
Man, this is a tough question in my book.
Yeah.
You know, because all of these guys are question marks all over the board. Mm-hmm. I mean, Christian Watson probably has the best touchdown upside. But if he doesn't get it, he's not going to put up a lot. Hubbard probably has the best chance to put up the most points, but it also could be nothing. Godwin has an injury. And A-Chain, you know, after the two times that he's come back and gotten hurt, it's scary. And if they want to slowly work him into the offense, I hate to say it, but I think I lean Hubbard out of these guys.
Hubbard against that Bucks defense, who is without Levante David, without Devin White, might be the right call, man.
That's a tough question, but I think I'd go Hubbard.
Yeah, but how upset would you be if you had A-Chain on the bench and he does A-Chain
exactly,
things?
Exactly, but you know, we're cutting it into playoff time, and if you put A-Chain out there and he puts up 1 point and you lose that week and you lose the playoffs, you would never draft him again.
You're right. Good question, Tommy. Good question indeed. Appreciate it, man.
And then he had a second part.
Oh, you're right. It was
Trevor Lawrence or Sam Howell.
Yes, sir. Trevor Lawrence or Sam Howell.
Man, that's tough too. I think I lean Sam Howell.
Yeah, you got I agree. Commanders are playing who again?
I was just thinking that.
The Commanders are going against the Dolphins. Okay.
I think that's going to be more of an offensive matchup than the Bengals Jags.
Yeah. So I'll go Howell too, man. He's just been firing on all cylinders. Lawrence has been on an uprise too, though. I will say that.
For sure. For sure.
But I think I'll go Howell.
I like it.
Appreciate it. Appreciate the love, guys. Hey, and there was one more thing I wanted to mention before we left, Trey.
Oh, that was that we have merch.
That is that we got merch, man. We do have merch, man. So if you like this show and you like these guys right here, man, go down in the description, man. Buy yourself a shirt, man. Buy yourself a hat, a mug. Take a picture of yourself wearing it. We'll put it right here live on the show.
Do it.
Do it, do it, do it. Guy, Trey, playoffs, they're coming. You got any last-minute advice you'd like to give to these people out here?
Just keep grinding, baby, and you know, when it gets tough and you get worried, you know, you just got to keep praying to the fantasy gods that you're going to make it. You're going to keep doing it and just keep coming back to the show because we're going to help you get there.
Yes, sir, we are. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace!
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go!
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.